USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
French President Emmanuel Macron is the projected winner in Sunday's presidential runoff, according to the pollster Ipsos. Ukraine's prime minister is accusing invading Russian forces of committing terrible war crimes in Mariupol.
The Russians begin to bombarding this enterprise, these shelters where our soldiers and civilians are saving from their bombs.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said small children and babies have died of dehydration in the battered port city since the Russians invaded 2 months ago. Lawmakers back off their Easter recess starting Monday. The Biden administration is pushing to secure more COVID-19 funding as they say funding is running out. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Wildfires in New Mexico and Arizona continue to rage. State authorities say two wildfires east of Santa Fe have merged to over 54,000 acres with just 12% containment. Five counties remain under a state of emergency. Gusty winds have been fanning the flames. Meanwhile, a wildfire burning on the outskirts of Flagstaff, Arizona, has tripled in size. As of Sunday, it has destroyed over 21,000 acres and is just 3% contained. A mama bear in western North Carolina no longer has a plastic lid stuck around her neck. Wildlife biologist Justin McVie was able to get the lid off the bear Sunday after she had the lid around her for at least 4 days. He tells the Asheville Citizen Times the state's Wildlife Resource Commission had been working around the clock to find the bear after she was first seen Thursday. Now the mother is back in the wild with her 3 1- to 2-month-old cubs. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The world's first all-private crew to the International Space Station is heading back to Earth. The mission brought by the private company Axiom Space was supposed to undock Saturday from the ISS, but the plan was delayed because of high winds at the splashdown site off the Florida coast. The four men, including a former NASA astronaut and three paying passengers, left Sunday night for a splashdown Monday afternoon. As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill this week, they're remembering one of their own who passed away over the weekend.
Former Senator Orrin Hatch, the Republican from Utah, died Saturday with his family at the age of 88 in Salt Lake City, Utah.
And ideas, not identity, can resume their rightful place in our public discourse. Mr. President, this is the last request I will ever make from this lectern. As a Senate and as a nation, we listen to our better angels, that we recommit ourselves to comedy, that we restore civility to the public discourse.
The former president pro tempore, which means he led the Senate in the absence of the vice president, Senator Hatch overcame poverty as a child and served from 1977 to 2019, making him Utah's longest-serving U.S. senator. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.